it's like, got a headache, I'd kill a normal man. But I'm not a normal man. I'm a podcaster, which means I can't keep my mouth shut. Whew. What was I going to talk about tonight? How about, like, as my dad's dad, and we called him Papa and Mama. Well, my father's father wasn't the nicest person. I'll say that because he treated my dad like shit. His mom and dad used him, if you ask me. We lived side by side with them. Like, their house was right beside ours. Like, literally, like, throwing distance from it. And mainly, they used him to come over and do these tasks, do this task, by playing favorite with his brother almost all the time. The way they treated my mom was, like, a total shitstorm also. My mama was a dim-witted version of Edith Bunker from All in the Family, or Archie's Place. And my papa was the joyful former preacher who cut out pictures of Magic Johnson out of magazines when he revealed he had AIDS, or HIV. Sorry about that, tired. Yeah, he was kind of a douchebag. That's a total, some sort of like racist, homophobic couponing in a way. Because that asshole put scissor time into that craft. When as a kid, like, nerd, you know, my mom and papa get you socks for Christmas, and your cousin a fucking Millennium Falcon. Then growing up, me, when thinking of the past, is glad those fuckers are dead. Even if it took 11 heart attacks to kill the asshole, it finally happened. I'm not apologizing for his view because, like I said, they didn't exactly treat my dad that well. So I'm not gonna cry over it. I mean, these people were kind of assholes all along. Like, I think my dad's one of the few ones in that family that's doing good. I mean, there's a few nice ones, but, like, I mean, hell, when my papa died, one of his brothers, like, they basically took my mama and, like, sheltered her away and put her in a trailer right near them so when she died they could get all of that sweet, sweet cash. Yeah, it's like bullshit. But that's one of the things about my family. And doing this podcast, like, I decided I was going to talk about, like, family and issues and rant. But one of the things I also thought might be interesting, probably only to me, is take old journal entries from under the training book, which is the namesake of this podcast, my blogger, and read those old journal entries to end each episode. Since these are going to be really short, probably to begin with, unless I start really ranting and going. But this particular journal entry was written on 11/28/09, and it started a new hours they are throwing at me at my pay the rent job. They put me on a midday shift, which really basically means I will not have time to do anything during the week, and I was told I would have to be on call for weekends also. I really need to get on a schedule now when it comes to getting things done, because I really will not have time to do much of anything unless I schedule time for writing, housework, and other such things beyond the money income side of my life. One day I may actually do laundry without being threatened into it by my love or those who have to be near me. But finding time gives me more of an excuse when being lazy. I received a great new phone for my birthday from my love. I love it. It's so cool. The first cell phone I have had, which has color schemes and a camera, and it flips like in a bad scene, but really good from the original Star Trek. The only problem is we are having a bugger of a time trying to get my service changed over. So right now I have two phones and neither works. Sort of cool though, because no one can call me and bug me about bullshit. Not so cool when it comes down to not being able to text with my love and about the BS life throws at us in general as our days progress. Last night I started outlining at work a book to write while here doing breaks since I am here so much. I like to do that since I tend to have a lot of desk jobs. I tend to be in a totally different mood and frame of mind when working, so I like to work on two different projects usually at once, one at home and one at work. Though if deadlines creep up, I cross those over at times to get things done. Since I got this new job, I have not gotten much writing done at all. I wrote a first draft of a youth book when I was unemployed after the layoff and need to get back to that project. Also someday, because that story was turning out pretty nice. I've always had the hardest time focusing on one or two projects and not starting new ones along the way and basically finishing nothing at all. I think tonight I need to make a writing plan for the new year. 2006 saw a couple of projects start that looked really promising, but they seemed to have drowned for more than a few reasons. I actually would not mind doing more of the PDF email collections I did this year, but we'll have to see if I can fit those in when I do the writing schedule. I know I can't do them monthly like I was doing because more than anything else, the quality suffered big time on them. When I was doing that, considering I was writing, doing graphics, editing, and all the rest on them while working 13-hour days. Last night, I couldn't sleep, so I watched a copy of The Ultimate Adventures 2 that I picked up the other day. I liked the first one. The second one, well, the best thing about the second DVD was the interview with the creators of the original Ultimates comics. They really missed the ball with these, though entertaining, they did not capture the raw energy of the comics. Though, to be honest, the trailer for the new Iron Man direct-to-DVD anime movie looks pretty cool. I found that on the net the other day. Watch it better than the movie they're going to make. Watch it be better than the movie they're going to make. Yeah. That movie is going to have so much CGI in it, might as well just be all animated itself. Well, back to the paperwork, which never gets caught up. End note, journal entry. So there you see a note journal entry where mainly just rambling, as I tend to do in journals and stuff, and which I'll tend to do here. And how about that Iron Man reference? Back in the old days. Old school style.
I want a renaissance to shine a light, be the change we want, set things right. We've been waiting in the dark for so long. I want awakening in my heart, hear the angels sing and shine a spark. We've been sleeping in the dark for so long, but I believe in truth. Yes, I'm not so high.